With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Israeli strikes have killed more than a dozen people on the Gaza Strip as Israel sends more ground troops into the Palestinian territory to ramp up its offensive against Hamas.
The attack follows days of Israeli strikes that have killed at least 100 people. Israel said on Friday it had begun a ground activity in northern Gaza to expand its security zone. And the IDF released a video showing soldiers firing from behind trenches. The UN Humanitarian Office says about 280,000 Palestinians have been displaced since Israel ended the ceasefire with Hamas last month.
Correspondent Charles Della Desma reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, more losses today in the markets as the impact of President Trump's tariffs continue to sink in. Speaking with reporters, President Trump was asked about the initial impact of his tariffs with stocks tanking.
I think it's going very well. It was an operation, like when a patient gets operated on, and it's a big thing. I said this would exactly be the way it is. We have $6 or $7 trillion coming into our country, and we've never seen anything like it. The markets are going to boom. The stock is going to boom. The country is going to boom.
The Trump White House is applauding the latest job numbers.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said last month's addition of 228,000 jobs was well ahead of the market's expectation. She also pointed to an increase in transportation, construction, and warehousing employment. The White House statement was released against the backdrop of tariff-induced turmoil in the global financial markets.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Parts of the Midwest and South have been battered by torrential rains and life-threatening flash floods. Friday's fresh storms come as many communities are still reeling from deadly tornadoes that destroyed entire neighborhoods. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. More states are fighting back against online pornography.
Wyoming is the latest to pass a law requiring that porn websites verify that a user is 18 years old before allowing him to access any content. Wyoming joins 20 other states, including Texas, Idaho, Florida, and Virginia, which have adopted similar statutes. The Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to the Texas statute, with a decision expected sometime this summer. The plaintiffs are leading online pornographers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A California man's attorney says he'll plead guilty to trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his home in a suburb of Washington. Nicholas Roski was armed when he was arrested near Kavanaugh's home in Maryland 3 years ago. Roski told police he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court intended to overrule Roe v. Wade. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. U.S. Naval Academy has removed nearly 400 books from its library.
The Naval Academy was told by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's office to review and get rid of books that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. An initial search identified about 900 books for a closer look. Academy officials decided on nearly 400 to remove and began doing so this past week. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street's worst crisis since COVID slammed into a higher gear. The S&P 500 plummeted 6% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 5.5%, and the NASDAQ Composite dropping 5.8%. The losses came after China matched President Trump's big raise in tariffs announced earlier this week. Not even a better-than-expected report on the U.S. job market was enough to stop worries about the escalating trade war possibly causing a recession. The head of the Federal Reserve also warned how tariffs can push up on inflation. The price of oil slid to its lowest level since 2021. This is SRN News.